The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
It looks like Doug Bursch, co-pastor of Evergreen Foursquare Church in Auburn, Washington. It also could be Santa.
Maybe.
Having a bad day.
Santa off a bender. Doug Bursch, yeah.
Hey, I don't know. Calling me Santa. I don't know about that.
I mean,
hey, everybody.
Hey, good
okay,
to see
do you
Doug.
Do you have Christmas lights wrapped around your neck?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they are.
I'm late in getting them up on the house, so I just stopped in mid putting them up and thought I'd join the show.
First off, happy holidays to you.
Happy, yeah.
Yes, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and once again,
happy New Year, all of it.
Yeah, and the war on fruitcake is still on. Just want to let people know that.
Fabulous.
Still. Mm-hmm. Say no to fruitcake.
Now, you as a pastor, do you receive any fruitcake?
No, not in our church, because that's a sign for discipline and expulsion. So literally, I've let them know I'm not a demanding person, but when it comes to fruitcake, I had to make my stand. So
do you cite a Pauline epistle for that? Or is that just
no. Something? Yeah, it's in First Hezronia or something. I don't know, but it's right. Clearly not.
Okay, but clearly people should understand.
Enough of that. I don't want to offend your fruitcake people anymore.
No.
But
it's a hearty group.
It's who I am.
They've had their daily dose of rum. I'm sure they're fine.
My goodness, it's almost 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, Doug. So sincerity is something that I think we're not really good at right now because
you think?
People, well, maybe
listen
the three
to this
of us.
Conversation.
I'm just thinking of all of us, in at least in our country right now, cynicism is rewarded. Mm. Not as much as sincerity.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, Kathy, you do a great job of transitioning to useful topics versus just, you know, random things.
I'm just here to help.
I might do. Yeah, I appreciate that. And people would hurt. Have heard me right now be sarcastic. So they might say, well, what is he talking about, sincerity? Well, I'm certainly for sarcasm. I don't think you can make it through the world without positive sarcasm in the sense that I love you too. Anything we're doing with joking with one another, mm-hmm. It's not a sign to try to hit each other or hurt each other, but it's a sign that we're friends or we treat each other like people we love.
Yeah, but my pain is
but
real.
The reality is some people are just sarcastic. And they don't know how to be sincere. And even if they're not sarcastic, we lose those opportunities for sincerity. I think in Romans 12, it says love must be sincere. And that just kind of stuck with me. Love must be sincere. So the question I have for people is, are you sincerely showing your love to others? Are you making room for moments of sincerely expressing love? And I was thinking during the holiday season, this is a good time to do it. My family had a ritual growing up where we would all, before we opened presents, and sometimes this drove the kids crazy, but before we opened presents, we'd sit together and we would pray, but we'd also say sincere things of love to each other. My mom and my dad would speak to each kid and say something they loved about that child.
Really? You know? Something in particular about the last year or what
yes,
was that like?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, New Year's is really much, that seems a little bit pagan, just people getting drunk. And so for us, Christmas was like our New Year's in that sense, where we talked about all the things God had done. So we celebrated that in each person's life. You know, it's been great to see how you've been growing, you know, as a student or whatever you could do to praise each kid. And then we'd also share what our aspirations were for the future. And we'd pray for one another. But it was sincere. And my mom would look us in the eyes, you know, get our attention and say something sincere to us. And I think that's missing profoundly in our culture. And in fact, when we have these large family get-togethers, often we're trying to avoid difficult conversations, you know, keep Uncle Earl from talking about politics. But one of the things we can do, instead of just talking petty talk or meaningless talk, we can actually look someone in the eye and say, hey, I need to tell you this. And even when they're just kind of looking around, you say, just a second, could you look at me, even if it's awkward, and say, I need to let you know, you have been an amazing uncle to me. I so much appreciate how you've cared for me. And then tell them the reasons you appreciate that. we're missing opportunities to be sincere. And that's where Christ is going to speak through us in these sincere moments.
Fabulous. So what about that exchange? Whenever your parents shared with you their sincere love as a kid, were you able to accept that? I mean, or you were just focused on the next moment of opening that present? Let's just get through this.
Well, I think this is the question people have. They say, yeah, if I did that in my family, people are just going to laugh or joke. And
or it'd be so awkward, they try to cover it up with something.
Exactly. Well, even, you know, men will do that. We'll say something nice to each other, and then we'll say some sort of thing to tear each other down. But the reality is we can create a culture of sincerity. So what you're going to find, if any home does this, some moment of sincerity, before you eat a meal, you all go around and say something you love about mom. And it can be hard because the compliments might not be good and it'll frustrate you. But if you just create that culture of sincerity and you go back to it again and again, we do this in all kinds of areas in our family. Before we go on family trips, before the car leaves, the driveway, we don't just pray for the trip. We talk about our expectations in positive ways, that we want this to be a trip where we can encourage one another, where we can build each other up. And if we get in a fight, we want to remind ourselves to, you know, quickly apologize and move forward. Those are sincere discussions where we're not talking around an issue and just kind of passively, aggressively, you know, making fun of the fact that someone always gets upset when we do certain things. Instead, be sincere and be direct. And if you develop that culture, and as you mentioned, John, you know, at certain ages, maybe kids won't be as sincere. They don't know how to express that, but they will learn that. And I've also found even if they won't do it with you first, they'll do it in the classroom. They'll do it with other people because sometimes we are the least sincere, are jokey and sarcastic with family, but they learn how to do that for their friends and for other people in need.
That's fabulous.
It really is. So I guess what you're saying, Doug, is if you do it regularly, it doesn't have to be maybe a daily thing, but if you do it regularly, it won't become as awkward. It'll become something that is, you know, life-giving and that you can kind of expect and think about. And so the moment isn't quite as cringy as it might have been the first time.
It's learning the skill set. Yeah.
Yeah. And you believe that Christ loves people through people, right? God, the scripture says we are his hands, his feet, you know, we say his words to other people. And I actually think this is a spiritual battle. And I'm not saying people are saying, I want to serve Satan by not being sincere, but there's a reason we're not sincere in our culture because sincerity brings the voice of God into the room. And so for me, I will joke, and joking is a way to get people to know I'm with you. I want to make you laugh, not cry, you know, but even when you do humor, then it's a wonderful time then to come in with something very sincere. And we even know how those two things often happen together, sincerity and joking, even in really traumatic times where you can laugh and joke. But for me, people are saying, I want to hear Christ's voice. I'm worn out. I'm undone. Like how many people are just ready to quit their work right now? How many people are, especially if they're teachers or they're medical professionals, or they're just ready to quit? They're asking God to speak to them, to give them a sign that he's with them and that they can take the next step. Well, you might be Christ for that person. So it's good to look at them, to pull them aside and say, you know, I know you're a teacher and I want you to know how much I respect what you're doing. And what people will do often, they'll say, oh, yeah, yeah, they'll kind of push the compliment away. Don't let them push it away. Mm. Say, no, I get that you're humble and you're not looking for this from me, but I need to say this to you. And I believe when I'm saying that, I am at some level trying to be the voice of God for that person. And you know, even prophecy is to build up, to edify and encourage the body. So the prophetic is sincere love that's expressed to edify and encourage the body. So I want to encourage people listening right now. There's so much complaining. There's so much arguing. There's so much divisiveness. But how much sincerity is there in your online presence? How much sincerity is in your personal presence? Do the people who serve your family know that you sincerely value their service? Does your pastor, does the children's worker, does the nursery worker, do people sincerely know the love you have for them? And if you don't have sincere love for them, then you're not in a good place and you got to get on your knees and figure out what life is really about.
Fabulous. Sincerity brings the voice of God into the room. Doug, yeah. I never thought about it like that. That's fabulous. I really love it. Okay, so by doing that, it requires, that's an act of courage to be sincere because you're opening yourself up to ridicule or scorn or just derision, right?
Yeah, but isn't that sad that that's what's happened in our culture? As a pastor, I do funerals, and one of the most troubling things is a father or a grandfather will die, and the family that's there remaining will say things like, well, I know my dad loved me, but, you know, he never really could say it. But one time we shared a beer together while we were fishing, and you can see that they're trying to get love from those things. Mm-hmm. And I do believe their father loved them. But it would have been so much more powerful if their father or grandfather had said, looked them in the eye while they're fishing and say, I love you. That might cost us something, but the benefits of sincerity will last long beyond your death. And in fact, if there's someone listening right now where, you know, your grandkids you don't have connection with, even your family you don't have connection with, end your life in sincerity. They'll say things like that. After you're gone, they'll say, well, you know, I really struggled when we were younger, but I noticed that my mom or my dad genuinely tried mm-hmm. to love me with words and actions of love. It might not be words. It might be something sincere in the sense of I made you something, baked you something, bought you something with no strings attached. Those are all ways to show sincerity.
That's fabulous.
That's Doug Bursch, co-pastor of Evergreen Foursquare Church, Auburn, Washington. He's the host and producer of the Fairly Spiritual radio show program and podcast. Also the author of a great book that came out in 2021, Posting Peace, Why Social Media Divides Us and What We Can Do About It. I really appreciated this conversation, Doug, about sincerity. So I want to make sure I tell you now I am being insincere. Yeah. By telling you that your outfit is really awesome. And great.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I feel that. I wanted to dress up for your guys'
That is
show.
So meaningful.
It is meaningful.
I do want to let you guys know there's a lot of garbage on radio. And when I listen to you guys, I know you're trying really hard to serve God and to be faithful to your own values and also to honor the audience and the people you work for. And I see that it comes through. And I want to bless you in Jesus' name because you truly are trying to honor God. And that's something we need more of in our culture.
See, fabulous. He brought it back to sincerity.
That's good.
Well, Doug, we feel the same way.
I mean, you are so sincere and so honest.
And one of our favorite guests.
You are one of our favorite guests, you know, and you just bring it. So thank you so much.
I love being on the Kathy show with the other guy.
What the heck? See, now look, I tried.
That's great. Is it like at a moment like this, I have two guests. It's wonderful.
Merry Christmas to you, Doug.
Great to see you, Doug. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Love you. We'll see you in 2022, God willing.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.